here to tell us all about his subject in 5 minutes, Soil of Fire and Ice.
All right, thank you. I'm Chris. I'm a PhD student at Oregon State. This will hopefully be less than 5 minutes because where this started, this reason it looks like a poster, as I signed up for a Coolest Soils poster contest, and this is where I got shoved into. So I had planned a poster much better. So I'll just briefly tell you about this. I just saw this idea, Coolest Soil. I thought, where's the coolest thing I've seen in the last year of field work? And I found this medial glassy humic vichycryand. I'm doing work in the Willamette National Forest, Western Cascades. And I went up this pass because Jay, my advisor, thinks there might be some gelisols up in Oregon. And he put me on a hunt for them to go find the highest, stablest landscapes I could. So that's why I was digging here, which I didn't find, which I was sad about. But I found this really cool soil. And so what we're looking at here, this is on a mountain pass between Mount Jefferson and Three Finger Jack. It's a subduction volcanism, and I found a buried soil that's buried under the Mazama ash deposit, although this close to the actual Mount Mazama, it's pumice. And so that's at the very bottom of the horizon right there. It was too dark to get a great picture of it, but that's what it looks like pulled out. So this is an old paleosol. There's this very thin, looks like a O little B, O A little B, and a very tiny A little B. And then on top of it, we have this alternating red and black ash and lapelli layer. It's just coarse sand. And this is likely from the South Sister volcanic eruptions. If we look at this diagram on the bottom right from the USGS, this is all the volcanic eruptions in the last 4,000 years along the Cascades. The pit is, my soil is located right there, so it has South Sister, which is this one, spewing out a ton of deposits in the last 4,000 years, piling up on this. And then at the very top, this is ash from either Belknap Crater or Sand Mountain. They're kind of indistinguishable without some geochemical analysis, which is not really a part of my study, so it's not what I was looking at, but it's geographically next to Sand Mountain. There's a huge deposit of this light brown sand, and we have some nice organic matter accumulation at the top. So yeah, come check it out. This is really a plug for my poster. I have this virtual reality headset, so I took some 3D pictures inside this pit, so you can get your head in there and look at it, and then I brought some texture samples with me. So for those of you who haven't had a chance to play with ash, you get to do that. Yeah, I think that's about it.